Prague City Museum recently put on display a selection of the biggest silver treasure ever found in the country. Visitors are able to admire just a fraction of the vast depot of nearly half a ton of silver jewelry, tableware, goblets, coins, as well as raw silver, which was hidden in a Prague building sometime after the end of World War II. The museum is now trying to find out who hid such a huge treasure, only discovered by accident roughly 3 years ago. Jan Richter went to see the exhibition and find out more.
Displayed in a glass showcase, samples of the now famous silver treasure are a major attraction in Prague City Museum's central building. But the dozens of silver spoons, coins, bracelets, goblets, buckles and other objects say little about the actual size of the find, discovered during the renovation of an apartment building in the Prague district of Smíchov some 3 years ago. Martina Lehmanová is a curator at the City Museum in charge of the silver treasure.
It's a very huge silver treasure. It contains more than 21,000 objects, and it's 493 kilograms of silver and other materials, like a silver nickel alloys and some others. And it's really one of the biggest, or even the biggest silver treasure that has been found in the whole world.
The riches were found in November 2008 in an ordinary apartment building in the district of Smíchov when three Ukrainian workers who had been hired to do the job discovered a secret room under the stairs full of dusty metal objects. They first called TV reporters to the site, apparently unaware of just what they had come across.
On the beginning, they supposed that these objects are made from aluminium. They didn't recognize that it's silver, and they didn't know what to do with this. So they called the TV Nova, and the journalist from TV Nova, they recommend them to contact also the Czech police. And the Czech police arrived, they discovered that it's really silver, and the Czech police started to find the owner.
However, the police were unsuccessful, and as no one claimed ownership rights to the treasure, it was passed on to the city of Prague. Curator Martina Lehmanová explains what exactly was found.
The first group is a group of objects which were collected by the owner of this treasure. It's mostly some bowls and these objects, and we can find there a lot of marks of another producers. It's about one third of this treasure. There is the second group. These are some materials, raw silver or some plates which were used for the producing of some other types of the silverware. And the third part is the silverware itself.
2 years after the discovery, the police closed the case without having established the treasure's owner or their heirs. However, some of the objects, branded with the respective silversmith hallmark, provide a clue for the curators to determine who the owner of the mysterious treasure might have been.
On these objects we can find the hallmark VA, and we think that it should be the name or the monogram of the producer, and maybe the producer was Alois Vokurka. It is the name of the silver producer from the first half of 20th century who lived in Prague and who were very active. We know that he studied the School of Arts in Prague. And we know also something about his production on the beginning of 20s. But this silver treasure was made in 40s, in the time between the end of the Second World War and the beginning of the communist era in Czechoslovakia. So we are really not sure in this time that Alois Vokurka was the creator of this treasure, or if it was someone else.
Also, around one-third of the 21,000 or so objects are coins dated between mid-19th century and the 1940s. But when it comes to determining the time when the treasure was actually hidden, the researchers have a better hand.
We know that the silver treasure was hidden in the year 1947 or 1948. We know this because among the things were also newspapers, and they were dated 1947. And maybe someone was afraid of the communists, had some idea that it will be confiscated. It was just put among the things. It wasn't something that it was something to covering the objects. No, no. Maybe someone wanted to note that it was hidden in this year.
The current value of the treasure was estimated at 6 million crowns, or more than $320,000. The city hall duly paid the finders their fee of 10% of the value. The question of how much the treasure was worth in the post-war years is one that the researchers will be looking into.
We will do really big research. First, I would like to research in the city archive to find in some lists of the inhabitants of Prague, if I find who lived in the house, if he wasn't or was connected, he or she was connected with some producer of silver. We know that in this part of Prague, in Smíchov and Košíře, were quite a lot of producers of metal. Maybe some of them was focused on silver and had some silversmith manufactory or workshop.
Among all the questions, one issue seems to be clear. The owner of this huge treasure was clearly concerned about the rising power of the Communist Party, which took power soon after the unknown silversmith hid his precious possessions under the stairs of the Prague building. He possibly concealed only part of his property, which would explain why the treasure contains exclusively objects made of silver and related alloys.
I think that it's just only because he was so specialized, or maybe if he wasn't specialized to produce silver, if he had some gold, if he had some another material, so maybe if he left the Czechoslovakia at that time, maybe this material he took with him. And just only silver he let to be in Prague and wait for him.
Curator Martina Lemanová from Prague City Museum says the Smíchov treasure is so significant because of its size rather than thanks to the artistic quality of the actual objects.
It's a very nice example of the production of silver for a little bit conservative people. We can see there very nice products, mostly for women, and these are very nice, but these products are not so progressive as we maybe know from let's say Vienna. It was in the first half of the 20th century really center of a very progressive production of the silverware, and the Central Europe was following the line which was Wiener Werkstätte showing. And this is something another. It really shows more conservative production. We can also connect it some products with the production of the 19th century. They are nice. The technique is really very fine, but the shapes are, as I said, more conservative.
In the 2 years since the treasure was found, no one has raised any ownership claims. Martina Lemanová will now be spending a lot of time in the archives searching for the mysterious silversmith. And if she is successful, the museum is ready to negotiate with the potential heirs, although it is not clear whether the museum would just give it to them.
If we find them, we will speak with them. If someone will say, okay, I'm some follower of this family and will want to have this, I don't know if someone is still alive. But there are quite a lot of examples for this handling with the objects in the state property. For example, in Austria, if you visit some exhibition, you can still find behind some pictures or some objects sign, and it's written there, this used to be Jewish property. We don't know the owner today, but if you have some contact, give it to us. And if someone appear and say that he has something to do with this silver treasure, the City of Prague Museum will suddenly talk to him.
The sample of the silver treasure can be seen in Prague City Museum's main building at Florence. Once the complete set is restored and the research finished, the museum is planning to stage a major exhibition of the complete find, which should open in some 2 years' time.
That edition of Czech History was prepared and presented by Jan Richter.